fighting for America.
The media market personality Marconi goes to Kevin Miller, KIDOAM, Boise, Idaho.
Fighting for Idaho.
I just want to say to all of you, thank you for believing in radio and local radio. I want to thank Town Square Media. I want to thank Kevin Godwin. I want to thank all my listeners.
Fighting for you.
But in reality, this award is about all of you that believe in radio, that believe in touching people's lives. God bless you all. Thank you.
Boise's Mr. Right, Kevin Miller in the Morning, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
8:05, Kevin Miller in the Morning here at 580 KIDO. We're joined by Reverend Bill at the Eagle Chick-fil-A, urging people to stop by and donate their loose change to help the Boise Rescue Mission. Hello, Reverend Bill.
Good morning, Kevin Miller, and once again, congratulations on a well-deserved award.
Did we get our picture taken with it yet?
Yeah, with you and your lovely wife. Don't you remember about an hour ago over here?
Oh, that woman? Yes.
Yeah, that woman. Mm-hmm. The woman God gave you.
Yes.
Lucky
yes.
for you.
You officiated our wedding. Yes,
I did. And it was an honor and a privilege. And, Kevin, this morning as I represent Boise Rescue Mission here, we want to say congratulations again publicly for your winning this award, but we also want to present you with our own version, a small token of our own appreciation for all that you've done and do for the Boise Rescue Mission. So we have a plaque for you, and it says, in appreciation of your generosity of spirit and sharing the vision of the Boise Rescue Mission Ministries, and God bless you.
Well, God bless you, my friend.
Sincerely mean that, Kevin.
Well,
I remember 5 years ago or so when I met you, and
yes.
you told me about your relationship with a mission out in the east, southeast.
Durham, North Carolina, yes.
North Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I was impressed that you knew a lot about rescue. But then you camped out and at the River of Life Rescue Mission, spent a week there and slept in the dorm. And
surprisingly, none of the people that are here joined me.
Yeah, well, I was there.
You were there. Yes, you were. We had bunk beds, I recall. Yeah. Yes.
But, you know, you really live community, Kevin. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing to see a guy like you. And everywhere I go, any community event, and particularly if it has to do with a nonprofit agency, Kevin Miller's there. When I went to the wall a few weeks ago over at Cloverdale Cemetery, there you were out in the middle of that field with your table and your broadcast stuff going on. There wasn't another radio person there, and the TV people came and went and did their little shots for the news. But you were there. You were talking. You were hugging veterans. You even hugged Butch Otter, I think, that morning.
And I almost made you cry.
You were so emotional.
We all were so emotional. The governor brought us tears of joy.
Well, you know, we really appreciate you, Kevin. You're the man in the Treasure Valley as far as I'm concerned.
Well, thank you, Brother Bill.
Thank you.
And we'll be doing more things soon.
Very soon,
yes,
as a matter of fact.
Very soon. And we've got the Hunger Bowl tonight.
Hunger Bowl. Jason's covering the Hunger Bowl. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Jason,
go Broncos.
Megan, go Broncos, yes.
Go Broncos. Love Coach Harris and that team. They're gonna storm through this season, and, boy, it's going to be exciting.
Reverend Bill, thank you.
Thank
God
you.
Bless.
Now, thank you.
Hey, Ryan, grab that plaque and guard it so no one takes it here. Anyway. Reverend Bill, we appreciate it. Thank you for your service to our community. Thank you for you. I'd be lost without you. Do you want to hang for the panel here? I mean, or do you want to head out? This is, you and Tom Munns.
Yeah,
I like Tom. History.
TomMunns.com and I are good buddies now. We buried the hatchet a long time ago. But, you know, driving in, listening to that rowdy group you had here between 6 and 7, I thought maybe I should turn around, man. Or I should bring a gun, one or the other.
Well, we have a lot of people that are carrying heat right now. By the way, you don't want to miss that on our podcast, the 6 a.m. hour here at 580 KIDO. We have TomMunns.com with us, our great friend, education advocate, Isaac Moffitt, who's, like, looking 20 years younger than when I've seen him here at 580. Tom, just move over there. Isaac, move over here. And Tea Party Bob, the vanguard of liberty. By the way, our great friend Matt from Middleton here, Liberal Steve as well. And we continue on at the Chick-fil-A. Isaac, how are you?
I'm doing well. You're doing well.
I'm trying. I'm staying employed at least, hopefully for a little while longer. How about you? How have you been, my friend?
Well, I've been doing well. Staying employed myself. And
see? We have that in common.
We got that in common. And, somebody's depending on us to keep working, so...
Exactly.
Or too many people, maybe.
Exactly. So, you're a big fan of Common Core?
Oh, yes. Yes, big fan of our rights being stripped away from us as parents.
And we'll start with that in a minute here at 580KIDO. Tom Munns, your thoughts?
Good morning.
Good morning.
On what, Common Core?
Either that or how good Isaac looks.
You know, I was talking to Isaac this morning.
He got a couple of GQ guys here. Guys, I know that doesn't really translate to the radio Tea Party, Bob.
Well,
you
know, I see these two good-looking guys over here, and then I start looking over here in the chrome and see myself, and I say, oh, my gosh.
I see.
He looks fantastic. I mean, he was...
I know. We're getting distracted here with the Mutual Admiration Society. The governor's race, what do you make of it?
Interesting. What do you say? You know, I mean, we've gotten to a position in this country where people have thrown their hands up and they really don't care. At least the ones that are paying attention. I mean, they care, but we all realize, I think Jim had said it this morning, is that there's really nothing we feel like we can do about it. You know, it's almost to the point where we're finally beginning to realize that we are being controlled. You know, media is being controlled. The people are being controlled. We're being told what to think and how to feel and what to believe.
Hold on, I'm sorry, Pat. Quit being rude. Now go back to the little kids area there in the Chick-fil-A. Pat from Middleton, he's going to be in timeout there. And I'm sorry to interrupt you, but that's just how it is, Tom.
That's okay. Next time Pat and I are together, I just get more time from him next time.
There you go.
There you have it.
You know, Pat, my daughter, when she found out you were going to be here, she wanted to come. But I said, no, I can't have too many kids out here in the restaurant.
Wow, there we have it. And speaking of a kid, let's bring in Liberal Steve here as we talk about the governor's race. I can see everybody just kind of not really embracing Liberal Steve. But let's go to Isaac quickly before we get to Liberal Steve on the governor's race. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's really indicative to the world we live in now. We, like Tom said, with the judges making their decisions that they've made contrary to the people, we don't live in a free state anymore. We don't even have a state anymore. And so to have a news media decide who the people gets to hear from, for example, this week's debate, that's unbelievable to me. He, you know, Buchak, whether you like him, love him, it doesn't matter. He's a viable candidate. And we should have the opportunity as the citizens of this state to hear from him and make our own decisions, not have the media decide what we get to choose from.
Tea Party Bob, your thoughts here at 580KIDO.
I think the debate was the second farce that's taking place here in debates in Idaho. The first one in the primary, the second one here, not allowing Buchak to come on and speak his mind, was, as far as I'm concerned, the worst thing that could happen, because the media, again, is starting to control or trying to control what we hear and what we see and how we, you know, how we're supposed to act. I was just very disappointed. You know, and I don't hear anything in the media about what's going on with the CCA either. I mean, I was surprised that the Statesman came out, at least with a story on it, talking about how it wasn't the governor who was involved, it was his aides. Well, you know, the buck stops at his desk. If he's not going to take responsibility for it, then he doesn't deserve to be governor. You know, it's not just the fact that he's supposed to be in charge. He is in charge. But he's trying to lay off all of these problems on his underlings. Isn't he supposed to be the one that's taking responsibility for what's happening in this state? He sits there and he talks about how great the economy is. Well, yeah, 36% of it comes from the federal government. How great is that? And it's going to get bigger. As far as I'm concerned, there is only one candidate right now, and he's the conservative. John has really been put down by the establishment. I'm sorry to see that happen. I've always been a Republican, and I'm just very tired of what's going on with the establishment party here.
All right, let's go to perhaps the voice of reason, the most diverse voice, Liberal Steve. Just grab the mic there, Liberal Steve. And by the way, thank you for calling attention to our friend Alma. You went down to the State House, held up a sign. The Boise Weekly picked up the story. You did a good thing, so thank you for that.
Freedom's just another word, Kevin.
with nothing left to lose.
Heck, you got three claps. That was good.
Oh, yeah, three claps. We won't go there. I'm just proud of Alma and what she stood up for, you know. I don't mind the Taliban living in little villages in Afghanistan and trying to rule everybody. But here in Idaho, we have a law system. And that law system, as far as I'm concerned, was just tossed out the window, and the Taliban moved in.
All right. So your thoughts on the conservative pundits here and their commentary. You always don't hold anything back on the phone. What about in person?
Oh, I congratulate them on running. I said I was going to throw my hat in the race for governor, but I thought I would wait another 4 years until I got all my ducks in a row.
Have you been listening to the last 20 seconds? What do you have to say to Tea Party Bob Isaac and Tom Munz, tommunz.com?
Just remember this.
We're talking about the governor's race here.
I'm talking about the governor's
race. Let's get back to focus
here. Everybody's thinking the same. Nobody's thinking.
Wait a minute, what are you thinking? I mean, because here you have everybody condemning Butch Otter, who, by the way, got us through one of the toughest recessions ever. Butch Otter, who, again...
Are you kidding me?
Can I finish here? Who has done all these things. I want to hear from you.
It's not the governor. It's the people. It's the people and the businesses of Idaho that got you through the recession. And got things turned around.
Well, now tell me, though.
The governor is one
who
man.
Who are you voting for governor?
Democrat.
Bluecoff.
Yes.
Why?
Because he's educated in the ways that are necessary to bring Idaho to a state that it should be. And that's not a state governed by money and big business. Big business will turn itself around and contribute to the Democratic Party because they'll see the direction they're going to go. Unless he brings up some statements that I am totally against, then my vote will probably go to my left.
To Isaac Moffitt.
Yes.
How much further left can you get?
817 and 580 KIDO. I think the panel needs some delicious Chick-fil-A to get fired up. Your thoughts, 580-5436. We are here till 9 o'clock at the Chick-fil-A on Eagle Road collecting donations for the Boise Rescue Mission. Let's go to Jim in Middleton at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Normally I don't call this late, but I had to chime in. Kevin, an observation about these situations with Bujak and then Alma also. You notice that I'm a conservative, you know that, Kevin, and this is why I have very little respect for liberals. Have you ever seen liberals stick up for right, no matter if it's on the left, right, or center? You just heard Tea Party Bob chastise the Republican Party, and they deserved it for some of their wrongdoing. And Alma's case, you know, it's a little left of center issue, but I think that they've mistreated her from the information that I have got. Okay? But have you ever seen anyone on the left stick up for a wrongdoing that's maybe a conservative cause? I have never seen it. And maybe
they always talk about fairness, but it's fairness for them, yes.
You know, and I just really appreciate your stance, and I wish I had more time to be with you folks, Tea Party Bob and the rest of the folks. I mean, these people are free-thinking Americans.
Jim, what do you make of Tea Party Bob, Tom Munz, and Isaac pretty much condemning the governor?
Well, I agree with them, okay? They call
you're in their camp. Well, but I mean, as far as the election, though.
Them.
Right, they believe that, right, they're going with someone else. They're not going with the governor. What about you?
Well, I'm having mixed emotions, Kevin. Okay, I voted for Perot the last go around a few years back, and because I'm sick and tired of the Republican games that they play with us, and I'm definitely not a Democrat. And I'm going to take a strong look at this guy because I'm sick and tired of playing the left-right game, and these guys bailing on us all the time. And you know, this is the point of the call, Kevin. It is most of your conservative, not all, but the vast majority are free-thinking people, and they'll call a spade a spade. I have never seen the Dems or a left-leaning person condemn wrongdoing on the left. They circle the wagons. I mean, they will defend the most undefensible issues. So, anyways, that's the difference between free-thinking conservatives and liberals on the left.
All right, Jim, thank you for the call here at 580-KIDO. Let's go to traffic now with...
Good morning to Boise's constitutional patriot, Mr. Kevin Miller. Thank you so very much for doing what you're doing.
Earning your trust every morning.
Thank God it's...
Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award, 580 KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580 KIDO, 826, live at the Chick-fil-A. Our friend Matt from Middleton is with us, collecting donations for the Boise Rescue Mission. And before we get to Pat in Middleton, let's go to Keith in Nampa at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning. And first of all, there's no way in the world I'm voting for Otter. Otter is turned into a rhino. He's given us Obamacare, Common Core, the new Michelle Obama lunch program. As I mentioned once on your show a few weeks ago, he's already talking about wanting to raise the gas tax. 35% of Idaho's budget comes from the federal government. Every time he talks out of one side, he's taking the federal money and implementing the new government regs. And people in Idaho really need to wake up, and there's no way in the world I'm voting for Otter, nor am I voting for A.J. Lukoff. So I have to research some of the other candidates and decide who I'm going to vote for, but there's no way in the world I'm voting for Otter. Two primaries in a row I haven't voted for him, and I just can't believe people in the state of Idaho, voted for him in the primary to make him the candidate to go up for governor again. I mean, I just don't understand it. I lived in other states, and I see how Idaho is starting to change, and I moved here several years ago, and I can see it starting to change. It's going to end up becoming like other states, like California, the way it's going.
Keith, thank you for the call at 580-KIDO. Tom Munns.
I love that. What he spoke was the absolute truth. You know, one of the things that concerns me is our executive branch that believes so much in corporations. You know, everything now is dictated by the wealth and the prosperity of a corporation. And somehow the people are supposed to be able to believe that as long as corporations are doing well, the people are doing well. And the problem is we're run by the corporations. All of the whole political realm is run by corporations. Large donations from and control through the lobbyists and control. Everything is done to be able to control the people. That's what I'm going back to. And so, you know, when they sit there and they say, well, we're going to unify, that's ignoring the problem. We are not going to unify under anything because of the fact that we are being controlled and we know it, and we're tired of it.
Well, maybe the Republican Party doesn't need the grassroots to unify, Pat from Middleton. By the way, in the interest of equal time, you're here to defend the governor since we have 1, 2, 3, 4 people against. It's you and me, Pat.
So. Well, I've been elected to run his campaign now, so I guess here's my pitch. You know what? We may have a Republican House and Senate right now, but, you know, Belukov, if he gets in there, for the first year or two, he may have some debate there, but, you know, he could run the tables and get more liberals into the House and Senate and then change the vote. So I don't think we're going to solve any problems. Look, if you wanted a conservative in there, you should have voted for Rush Fulcher earlier and got him elected in the primary. So it's not what it is. You got to go with what's kept our state fairly stable and out of trouble. We got a high credit rating. Things are turning around. Not everything's perfect. Nobody is. But I don't think Belukov's the answer.
I think you're on a turntable if you think things are turning around, because I certainly don't see it. I don't see it with the middle class. Middle class are the ones that are getting hurt. They're getting hurt with food prices. They're getting hit with gas prices. They're getting hit with higher insurance rates. Where's the turnaround? I don't see it. And most of the people I talk to don't see it.
It's
not on their table, and it's not in their kids' bellies.
I just came back from California and Reno, and let me tell you, the prices out there were absolutely outrageous, especially in California. I went to go see my dad, and boy, you know, gas is still way up there. Food costs are way up there. I mean, I went and ate at a restaurant, and for a basic breakfast for my dad and I, it was almost $20.
So the answer to the question, okay, is why don't we have higher paying jobs?
That's a good point, Liberal Steve.
Almost $20. I'll go buy three meals here, and I'll bet you run more than 25. California offers more wages. The people of Idaho are coming out of the bushes. They're coming out of the buildings. Whatever happened to the Republican song and dance, term limits, term limits, term limits? How many terms has Governor Otter had now? How many chances has Governor Otter had now? The people of Idaho are waking up. The middle class are coming forth. The 18
What do you mean, waking up from what?
Waking up from the sleep of the recession.
Hold
and saying,
on. Yeah, well, for what? Well, brought out of I don't the know. Recession. I don't know what you're saying. Isaac, what is he saying? Any thoughts here at 580KIDO?
Term limits.
Thank you, Timmy.
I would point back to principles. It doesn't matter what Republican, Democrat, whatever. Whatever happened to principles? If Republicans have principles that we call a party platform, then live up to those principles. You don't have a right as a Republican to run as a Republican and then turn around and say, yes, I'm a Republican, but I don't uphold the party principles. I uphold something else, but not the party principles. Same thing with the Democrat. Democrats have certain principles. You don't have a right to run as a Democrat and then run on something, or and then to do something other than what the principles state a Democrat is or what they believe in. That's the issue here. What we have is both parties. We have progressives who don't believe in principles. It's about what we can get today. Forget about the consequences of tomorrow. Let's get through today based upon pragmatic decisions, not long-term consequences.
I agree with what Isaac is saying. You know, it is about principle. You know, the common argument that I was talking about just a minute ago with the division in the Republican Party itself is the fact that the establishment folks don't believe that the platform is important. You know, one of the things they hate is the fact that the constitutionalists like me and Isaac and the rest of us say, well, you know, that's just kind of a guidelines. I said, you know what? If this is any indication of the way that you run yourself, it's no wonder you deviate from the Constitution because you don't adhere to anything that's written and you believe that it can be just, you know, randomly manipulated according to whoever is in control. And that's not right.
Now, Pat, are they making sense or is this over everybody's
head? That's like
head?
Saying a nation doesn't need borders. You know, there's no limitations on anything.
We see that now.
Well, you know, of course.
You're supporting Governor Otter. They're saying they're not voting for Governor Otter.
Look, I still have a Russ Fulcher sign on my front yard. I liked Russ Fulcher. But, you know, I could not swallow the idea of voting for a liberal, getting a liberal Democrat in the governor's office.
So we've got, one, two, three, four liberals with us?
No.
Well, they're not going to vote for the governor.
No, the only liberal is Steve, and I think he'd vote for Otter, really, secretly. The thing is, I agree with these guys on principle, absolutely. I'm a very principled person myself, very faithful person. But, you know, I just think that there's a worse devil out there. If Bujak had a shot, I would vote for Bujak. But, you know, he hasn't been able to get his name out there. He wasn't invited to the debates, hasn't had a chance to get out there. He does have a little legal issue that's kind of lingering behind him, but you know what? That was Canyon County and the Napa City's fault for how that came about.
Fair enough. 834, 580KIDO.
And back, weekdays at 9. Now back to Kevin Miller, winner of the 2014 Marconi Radio Award on 580KIDO, Idaho's first radio station.
580KIDO from the Chick-fil-A. We're talking a little bit about the governor's debate. And Tea Party Bob, Pat from Middleton, says you should vote for the governor if you want to make sure conservative values and principles are maintained in the state.
I thought of something interesting the other day. We got an op-ed from Russ Fulcher, and I'm sure there was an enormous amount of pressure on him to endorse the governor, which he did not do. I was pretty surprised. He came out and he endorsed the Republican platform. And unfortunately, our governor does not endorse our Republican platform and hasn't for the last 2 years. That's why we have a new GOP head.
Well, let's talk to Pat from Middleton to give us the governor's side of the story. What do you make of that, Pat? And Maybe you should give these guys a lecture like you did off the air about they need to come home and save the party, save the state.
Well, I don't know if they're going to save the party. I think we can have a greater amount of influence on the party. I think that we did make great strides over the last couple years. I'm full in agreement with the way these guys think about where the party needs to go based on principle and character and sticking to the party platform. But, again, how do you eat an elephant? You eat an elephant one bite at a time. You can't do it all in one fell swoop.
Yeah, by the same token, you don't kill a virus by spreading it around. And that's what you're trying to do. You need to stop it at some point. That's why I'm glad we have some challengers here. This is not a good thing when people are saying they would take the lesser of the two evils. You'd rather have Otter than Belukov. I think both of them have problems. Belukov is more a socialist, and Otter is so establishment and cronyistic, I don't know how I can vote for him. I couldn't do it. And for the fact that you're going to do that tells me that you are not principled.
Okay, let me ask
you. He's saying you're not principled.
I'm not principled, okay. Who else is running for the House and Senate in the state that you are going to support that will help change that? You said you wanted to keep, if Belukov's in there, you're going to keep their feet to the fire by having a Republican House and Senate. Who's running that's going to make a difference?
There are five candidates that I've been helping.
They're both socialists. They're all socialists. They're all collectivists. It just depends on what part of the part of the candy bar you want to buy.
You know, by the way,
What part of socialism? What part of socialism is not Otter part of?
You know, this is such an optimistic. This is such an
healthcare.
Tom,
he gave us
Tom.
Core.
Touch. It's so funny here at 580 KIDO. We had to cut the panel's mic for a minute. You know, this is an optimistic message. It's about hope, growth, and opportunity.
That's exactly what I'm
saying. And here we have everybody yelling and screaming. So I have to apologize for the naysayers of negativity here. Let's go to Conra at 580 KIDO. Good morning, Conra.
Good morning.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. I'm a nurse working at St. Luke's, just wanting to get out to the public that we have a donation for Medical Equipment Day drive going on St. Luke's Meridian parking lot.
All right, Conra, thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Let's get back to, you see, there's an optimistic message right there.
I mean, come on,
more
Kevin.
Socialism.
Yes.
Kevin Miller.
What the heck was that?
Kevin Miller sits here and listens to this rhetoric day after day after day. I mean, the water is so muddy. People are no longer going to swim in it. Is Otter not a career politician? Has he not been lieutenant governor? Has he not been governor
He is our Ronald Reagan, and we should support him and save America.
No, he's our problem, and we need to get rid of him at some point
Kevin,
here.
Hey, Kevin, that's in looks only.
Now, that's enough out of you, gun-toting Pat. You're not the only one packing around here.
He may be our George H.W. Bush, but he's no Ronald Reagan.
He is our Ronald Reagan. I will defend the governor to this day. Gun-toting Pat, what do you have to say here? Hopefully it's more. Here, hold on. You have to speak into the microphone.
I said if BS was concrete, you'd be a superhighway.
Don't you just love it? Honesty.
Look, I'm an award winner, madam.
And she's not packing today.
Yeah. Thanks, Pat.
Kevin, something I want to bring up with Pat.
No, you can keep going, Isaac, because they can't hear you on the
good,
air.
Good. So Pat from Middleton, he said we need to eat this one bite at a time. The problem is we don't have a lot of time left to be nibbling away. We've had the opportunity for decades, and we've not taken it as a people. It's time we start taking some big swallows before it's too late, and we're almost there now.
Let's not eat the elephant. I think you need to change the federal level far greater than the state level.
If you don't change the state, you can't change the feds.
I can tell you all this right now. You put a Democrat in the office of governor of Idaho, and things will change within 90 days.
Well, yeah, we'll all be worse off, Steve.
Hold on,
it will only change for the good of the state of Idaho.
Here, let me get to Pat from Middleton here at 580KIDO. The argument is that if people like Isaac and Tom Munns and Tea Party Bob don't support Governor Otter, Mr. Belukov will be elected.
That's right. And the thing is, they're talking about standing on principle, and we can't eat the elephant one bite at a time, and it's got to take.
Standing on principle, Pat.
What is going to
the
change?
The principle of the people of Idaho.
What is going to change if Belukov wins? What's going to change?
Nothing. And that would be good because change is not good.
Oh.
so change. We're going to get an expanse. We're going to get an expansion of healthcare.
Yeah.
You know that.
You know, things are going to get worse.
Take a look at the people that are now in our House and our Senate, where you're finding that more than 40% of them are voting like Democrats. Maybe if we had a Democratic governor, they'd start voting like Republicans.
No, that won't make any difference. Those guys are already
liberal.
How
do you know? Are you a psychic?
They're rhinos anyway. It'll just make it easier for them to vote the things they want in anyway. I think if you change it on the federal level, you get a conservative Senate, a conservative Republican House, it'll start changing things nationwide.
I've got a question for Pat.
What's that question, Steve?
Pat, whether your mommy and daddy have money in their pocket, or mommy and daddy don't have any money in their pocket.
Speaking to the microphone.
Any money in their pocket. Do you believe that a child should be able to swim, play basketball, go to a baseball field, play baseball? Do you think that a poor child should be able to have all that? What do you see in this state?
Oh,
see fields contributed by corporations, basketball courts contributed.
Do they
this
not?
This is all going to change.
Are children sitting out there looking for food and looking for a place
yes,
to
they
play?
Yes, no, I can take you to those places.
So many, I thought we were talking about the governor's race.
I'm talking about the governor's race.
Do we have a buzz for the panel here?
I have one answer.
I'm not really finding this compelling.
I have one answer. The best governor that ever ran this state, Cecil.
I'm trying to think of
Cecil B. DeMille.
Everyone on this state on
board. How should we work this,
and it'll be back on board with the people.
I would find this agitating rather than stimulating.
You know, can we
get down to specifics though? I mean,
you've lost.
No, we talk about
it's the tune out.
We
factor.
Talk about the Republican.
Look,
I'm
not going to last 5 minutes.
But let's talk about the specifics
years.
Here. What makes somebody a good? What makes somebody a
Thank
good
you
person?
For listening, Tom. All right, 8:49 here at 580 KIDO. Look, no kisses, Steve. Let's get you to traffic now. A note for the feminist here from Pat.
I would like to ask all the ladies, and I've been saying this for a couple of years now, get away from the stove, get off the couch, quit watching Oprah, and get out there and do something. We have the power, and we can do it. So, ladies,
why don't you tell them to listen to this program?
Being nice.
Tell them to listen to this program.
Of course they ought to listen to your program.
Well, how about some passion about that?
Take a lesson from Alma, too. Take a lesson from her.
All right, fair enough. Thank you. We appreciate it. A sincere thanks to everyone here at 580KIDO. Thanks to Brad and Amy at Chick-fil-A. Thank you for support. May God bless you and your family. And keep the faith. We're all in this together. Thanks. Serving M.